It is Thursday, July 18th. Today, ads are coming to Threads, but will media buyers care? A shocking development in the agency world. Has Google given up on AI summaries? And why Instagram comments are disappearing after 3 days? I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. To start, though, our Meta Ads correspondent Andrew Foxwell joins me. Andrew is a veteran Meta Ads buyer and has visibility into $300 million in Meta Ads spend through his Slack community called Foxwell Founders. Andrew, I'm in that Slack group. Every time I open it, people are talking about advantage shopping campaigns and how they're changing all of the time, it seems. What's your take on what's going on with ASCs?
You know, I've just had a few days where I was able to take a deep breath a little bit and was thinking about this, like, what's going on? And I think what's got to be happening is that there's got to be some disconnect between what's taking, like, what different teams at Meta want to do, would be my guess. Like, because they want ASC to be everything default, and they've got to be the balance of what, you know, giving control to the advertiser. And so it's got to be some kind of thing where it's clear, because there's all these different changes that are taking place all the time and different versions of it that are that we see all the time. And so it's clear that it lacks direction, for one, and it's got to be like some rubbing internally at Meta between how they believe this should be rolled out. Because I think ultimately advertisers don't want to have the control completely pulled away, even if the tests show that that's the best thing to do, hypothetically, to get more conversions through. Like, I think there is something that Performance Max and Alphabet did that wasn't, that's an issue. And clearly that is in, you know, we talk about Google Ads in our community too. That's something that we see, you know, kind of a backlash on to some degree. Mm-hmm. And they're always trying to hack like Performance Max. And so I just think there's got to be like a mix there. And I would wonder, or like a rub there. And I would wonder if there's just disconnect between that. And if maybe, you know, the people that are talking to clients are like, look, like, retain control, etc. And then there's the others that are, you know, like, oh no, let's fully go all in and let's just not like do all the adoptions and everything.
And you talk to people in Meta. I mean, how many layers are there between the people who talk to us, the media buyers, and the engineers?
I mean, there's a lot of layers in between that. And I don't think that, you know, there's people, like we've talked before on this podcast, what got me thinking about it is I was listening to a previous episode where we talked about how there's all these little teams that are siloed.
Yeah.
And they're not talking to each other. So not just like the Advantage Plus shopping campaign team. It's like the person in charge of Advantage Plus shopping campaign audiences isn't talking to the Advantage Plus shopping campaign creative optimization button person. And it's so there's all these little pieces. So I'm like, because what you can tell is there's like this massive push to try to say everything's ASC, we're going to keep doing automation, it's the future. And then there's these things that pop up, like this week seeing apparently in it's been, people have told me that their reps have told them that in the last 200, like there's 200 accounts in the last 2 weeks that have had the ability to send all your traffic to shops and or send it all to the website and be able to actually have the lever to like, you could have a shops only campaign, which, you know, is like, why wouldn't we have this control? But that's the kind of thing that they're clearly testing, because it seems like this is a real internal debate that seems to be taking place.
And just so we can explain that, what we're talking about between web and shops is the destination. People click on an ad and they either go to your website, like a Shopify site, or face Meta's own shops product. Is that what we're talking about?
That's correct. Yeah.
You know, we're just past Prime Day. We're covering that later on in the show. It turned out to be a record day for Amazon. What do you think Prime Day tells us about where at least the U.S. consumer is at?
I mean, it's no doubt that if you're advertising right now on Meta, things have been soft this summer. It's been a hard summer, both from what we've always talked about the last few weeks, you know, of this podcast, of Meta being really tough to work with. I think that that, along with consumers, I think, are deal hunting at this point, right? I really do. I think this is going to be the biggest Q4. Every year is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. But I really think people are going to save their dollars until then. So I would expect that we're going to be looking at a soft Q3. You know, we're going to be looking at people holding out to say, well, we'll just get that when it's on sale because we know it's going to be on sale. And we know that's we know that's the case and that continues. But I think we will continue to see that. So Prime Day really shows that when people are they love a deal and they're waiting for that deal right now. And I just think that consumers are more price conscious, especially in the United States where we're able to see it. More often, we have an Amazon channel in the community and, of the brands that the people that are our channel managers for that manage, for the Amazon channel manage, they manage Amazon agencies. And they said that all their clients had record days, like by a wide margin.
Wow.
And so I don't think that's a mistake. Like, I think people knew it was Prime Day. They go on, they're getting it done. And I think they're going to wait for those deals as things come into Q4. So it's a continued narrative of when things are great, they're really good. And when they're not good, they're bad. And like, they're not good at all. And I think everybody at this point, the narrative is, going back and looking at your financials for the year as a business or going back as an agency and saying, okay, what can we do between now and the end of the year to create awareness around you and continue to sell? Yes, but also like continue to build the email list and things like that and our owned audiences to sort of retrench. So that seems to be the predominant narrative at this point in time. But it's been a tough year on brands and agencies, there's no doubt.
And consumers don't like instability in the world overall. The U.S., of course, coming up on a contentious, I think would be fair to say, election. So, yeah, Q3 could be some danger signs ahead. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
Andrew Foxwell is our Meta Ads correspondent. You can learn more about Andrew's digital ads training at todayindigital.com/Foxwell or his Slack community of senior Meta ad buyers at todayindigital.com/founders. Both of those are affiliate links, and you can find those links at the bottom of our show notes. Soon, your brand will be able to buy ads on Threads, Meta's answer to the void left by Twitter. This is, of course, something Meta's been saying since they launched. Now, industry speculation is that the rollout could come in the next couple of months. But the market might not be as excited as Meta thinks. A great piece this morning on Digiday says the response from advertisers has been tepid at best. The main reason? Advertisers aren't really sure why they need to be there, with many still waiting to see how the platform evolves. Quoting from the piece, quote, "That's because a big barrier for advertisers to really take the initial plunge with Threads is down to the fact that they aren't clear on who the audience is," unquote. The piece also quoted an agency VP as saying, quote, "Brands just don't see the audience there yet. Some of this is not understanding who that Threads audience really is, and some of this is lack of faith that an engaged audience is really there," unquote. When ads do launch on Threads, Meta will most likely simply add it as another placement option, as they did with Instagram and Audience Network and WhatsApp. In that scenario, Meta won't necessarily make any more money, since advertisers would be taking their existing spend and just splitting it up into finer wedges. That said, Meta does have a habit of pushing platform-wide campaigns more aggressively toward the newer placements. So, when ads do show up, if you've selected automatic placements, be sure to watch that Threads column closely to make sure it's delivering what you expect it to.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Imagine learning from the best without the years of struggle. On my podcast, I sit down with stars like Montel Jordan and Sarah Blakely to share the hard-earned lessons that can save you time and effort on your path to success. Ready to speed up your success story? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson wherever you get your podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Meanwhile, Meta wants your brand to integrate Threads more deeply into your brand's website, The company this week introducing a new web intents element to its API. This lets you integrate Threads actions into your websites more seamlessly. When users click on a special link, they can then share links to Threads, add comments, and so on. If they're on mobile, the Threads app will open if it's installed, and users can sign in or create an account if needed. This is similar to how users can share content on other social apps. This is something your web admin would need to put into your website either manually, or you might be using a sharing plugin for your CMS that does similar things for Facebook or Pinterest or whatever. And the developer of that plugin will likely add this Threads integration as well. Many digital agencies spend a lot of time getting themselves prepared to become a B Corporation. That's a company that's been certified by the nonprofit organization B Lab for meeting high standards of social and environmental responsibility, accountability, and transparency. Some clients insist that the agencies they hire have this certification. Depending on the market those agencies serve, not being certified could cut them out of the loop on a lot of revenue. That's why the agency world was shook this morning when B Lab revoked the certification of all Havas agency groups because their sister agency, Havas Media, recently took on a contract with the oil giant Shell. With more than 300 offices, Havas is one of the largest ad and PR agencies in the world. And it's a big contract. Shell spent nearly $250 million on media in 2022. For its part, Havas says the agencies that lost the B Corp status never touched the Shell account. But B Lab says, quote, the company's structure and use of a common brand name across some of its agencies means that the entire group is ultimately required to earn certification, unquote. Is Google giving up on AI-generated search results? No, probably not, but they might be slowing down. Data collected by BrightEdge has found that Google is inserting that AI summary block in fewer than 7% of queries now. It already had been low. On June 1st, that number was 11%. Also, it appears they're pulling less from Reddit and Quora as they had in the past. Insert joke about eating glue here. Google told media the findings don't reflect what they've seen and criticized the study's methodology, saying it mixed people who've opted into the beta and those who haven't. BrightEdge said no, it only includes people who opted in. Quoting The Verge, quote, AI overviews are an important initiative for Google. If people don't like or trust them, they might turn to products from competitors like Microsoft, OpenAI, and Perplexity instead, which could be a big loss for the search engine. Unquote. And that will bring us to the B Corp registered lightning round. Streaming TV ads hold viewers' attention 8 times longer than mobile ads and 16 times longer than desktop ads. This according to a new study from an Australian measurement firm. TV ads got almost 10 seconds of active attention. Mobile ads clocked in around 2 seconds. Instagram Notes is adding disappearing comments for notes and reels. The comments will float on top of the content in little bubbles and disappear after 3 days. Users can also restrict who can see those comments, like close friends or mutuals. And Amazon's Prime Day event broke records this week. According to Adobe Analytics, consumers spent more than $14 billion across Tuesday and yesterday. That is an 11% jump from last year's numbers. This is from data that Adobe can see, users of its own platform. Amazon didn't release the real numbers, but did say it broke records. And finally, I promised to share with you a couple of cool things I find on the internet. I've been following this really interesting TikTok account. It's of a trucker who videos him recording deals. So I gather that, and I didn't understand this about the trucking industry at all, but there's this website that he goes to and these logistics companies post like jobs that he can just grab. So I guess he's a freelance truck driver, right? And it says how full the load is, how many pounds it is, how many tolls it has to go through. And then he gets on the phone and negotiates it and records it on TikTok. And I don't know why, but it's just so interesting to listen to a negotiation of this industry that I knew nothing about.
What do you need to get this one done? I have a little bit of room to wiggle here. I just, let's come to terms, get this one locked up.
I don't know, man. I know it's going to have some toes. Y'all going to put the toes in there, and it weighs 40,000 pounds and 846 miles. I don't know, man. You could think you could do 3,300?
3,300?
Yes, sir.
No, I definitely can't make 3,000 work. I was willing to, honestly, man, I'll just...
It really is an interesting TikTok channel. You'll find it at Trucker Shade Room. That's Trucker, S-H-A-D-E-R-O-O-M. I don't know why. I've just been watching a ton of negotiations between truck drivers and logistics companies, and it's kind of fascinating. So there you go. That'll do it for the day. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Let's start with the tool you'll use most while surfing. It's called a mouse. Now, a mouse is a handheld piece of hardware which is attached to your computer. It works similar to the game that you find at fairs, supermarkets, department stores, where all of the toys are inside the glass case. You have to maneuver the claw to pick up the toy inside the case. Since you cannot reach your hand inside the case, you must use the tool by maneuvering the lever. A mouse is somewhat the same. You can't reach inside the screen to move things in your computer, but you can use the mouse.